dive into the LGBT world. Get it all in one package. Entertainment, music, gossip, an exclusive interview. Only on No Strings.
With Mike Damon.
Hi, welcome again to No Strings. This is episode 4, and I am Mike Damon, and No Strings comes to you every week, and its purpose is to refresh your mind and as well inform you about what's going on in LGBT communities around the world with no strings attached. In one package, I bring to you news, gossips, exclusive interviews, and lots more. Don't go anywhere as I come right back to swing you in gently into what we have for the week. I'll be back after this.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Welcome back to No Strings. And I am Mike Damon. For this week, we are going to have a talk with someone who is an ex-priest of the Catholic faith. He's a Nigerian, and he's going to tell us how he struggled with his sexuality and how he finally went public with it. Well, John is going to be with us right after this. Don't go anywhere.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Welcome back to No Strings, and I am Mike Damon. Well, the name John Adewoye may not ring a bell, but I assure you that after now, you're really, I mean really, going to know him. Well, welcome John to No Strings. I'm sure some of my listeners, you know, do not know you, but let's meet you. Please tell us a little about you.
My name is John Adewoye. I'm a Nigerian gay man resident in United States of America. I work as a chaplain in the hospital, supporting the sick and the family and the staff spiritually. I'm also a trained social worker, and I use my social work knowledge to support the LGBT immigrants here in Chicago and generally throughout US, and I also attend to other LGBT immigrants in other countries. I live currently in Illinois. Illinois is a state in US.
I just discovered that you have been a strong voice for, or so I'll be led to believe, that you have been a strong voice for the LGBT community in Nigeria. I would like to know what prompted your dedication to the cause. You know, why take the risk, knowing full well how unreceptive Nigerians, you know, are toward the issue of homosexuality?
I wouldn't say I'm a strong voice for the LGBT community in Nigeria, but I'm one of the visible LGBT Nigerians we have world over.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your struggle with your sexuality and how you managed, you know, to fight the guilt and the horror that comes from being different.
I struggled with my sexuality almost all my life, until I finally took a decision to stand up and embrace myself in the year 2002, to be followed by some dramatic actions in 2003. And the struggle started from my elementary school. I believe I didn't spend a week in my elementary school before people noticed how different I am, and the name calling and the bullying started. Almost all through my elementary school, my real name, John, was substituted with Obinrin, meaning a girl. And this has been the same and similar stories told by many other gay men. Well, Obinrin means a girl, and it was because I was very effeminate during those years. And even up to now, I'm very much in touch with my feminine side more than my masculine side. I used to feel ashamed about that before, but no more. And the aspect of guilt in a person's sexuality is not actually particular to the homosexual community alone. It's also something the heterosexuals experience. I've spoken with some people and they struggle with, you know, not that they struggle with accepting their sexual orientation, but they struggle with sexuality because they think, if, especially if they had maybe an admiration or call it, which in a sinful way would be called a lust. I used to feel guilty about not just having sex, but about my sexual orientation, and all stems from the biblical interpretation of my sexuality. But if I come to know that God made me the way I am, and I'm not the only one God made this way, then I find peace with myself. I don't live with the aspect of guilt as I used to do in the past. And I will encourage everyone who is gay, lesbian, and even if you are straight, know that your sexuality is a gift from God. As per the horror of what comes with being different, as I said earlier on, the bullying was not just easy when I was in elementary school. It was not. I decided actually not to go to high school, not to continue in high school, because I wasn't sure what I would experience there. Even though if I had wanted to go to high school, the money was not readily there. So it was suggested that I stay home for a year. My experience in high school was far better than my experience in elementary school. I came out of elementary school with damaged left foot from a group of boys who, innocently probably, because we were all kids, I'll say I was about 11 or 12 years old then, and I was attacked in the classroom. After this, you know, they caught me during break and they started they improvised a song, and they used the desk as drum and all those things. And eventually, they pushed one of the desks on my leg, and I got very badly wounded. People may not see it when I'm walking, but I still live with the pain, even up to today. That was a horrific experience. Not to talk of being constantly challenged to fight, but I lived through it. And now I have found peace with the person I am.
Whoa, that was really a painful experience. I'm sure many of us really do have similar stories to tell. Thank you so much, John, for that insight. Are you saying that will you consider yourself happier than before, you know, as compared to when, and you know, you were still in the closet?
I'm quite happier than before. I'm happier now that I'm no longer in the closet than when I was in the closet. When I was in the closet, life was lived in fear every day. Life was lived in fear every day. Fear of being exposed. I remember when I had struggle with the then governor of Kwara State, Colonel Oga, and I was, as a priest, the administrator of St. Joseph's Cathedral. What I feared most that they could use against me was my sexual orientation. I was really, really afraid. And it was around that time, too, I got a hint of the special therapy that could make me a straight guy here in U.S., which eventually made me come over to pursue that. But as I said, no such miracle anywhere. So coming out and living my life openly is a blessing, a special blessing I received from God.
Wow. How did friends and family deal with your coming out? Because I was going through your Facebook page the other day, and I discovered some pretty nasty comments, you know, made by people I suspect to know you. And overall, how do you deal? How?
My coming out was traumatic for some people. I would say for many people, because some didn't even know, let's start with the family. Some in the family couldn't wrap their head around the reality of me claiming to be gay. My sisters, my brother said nothing up till now. He has not, but he's been kind of supportive and very friendly. But my two sisters, my aunties, particularly people from my mother's side, only one person said anything from my father's side, and he just registered his disappointment. And I think that was the last time we spoke since 2003. He was a man I so much love and admire, and we were very close, and he was very supportive of me as a priest. But the moment I came out, it was a different story. I still remember his words. This wasn't our agreement. So, well, probably if I told you this earlier on, it would be our agreement. But this is the reality. This is me. And he didn't like the fact that I decided to leave the Catholic priesthood. And he didn't like the fact that I showed my face to the world as gay. It's the same thing with my sisters. And a very close friend wrote me 5 pages of what may solidify our friendship or break it. I think eventually it broke my coming out broke our friendship. This was another guy I was friend with from high school. He talked about my best friend in high school. He was. And when this thing came up, it kind of broke our friendship. Some of these things touched my heart so much, I had to discuss it with my director at work that time. And one thing he told me is, if anyone discovered your truth and choose to go another way because of your truth, especially in area of your true nature, just know that the person did not love you even before discovering that. And there we talk of unconditional love. Up to now, when it comes to people posting comments on my Facebook, yeah, people still do. And I decided to see such postings. Originally, I get defensive. But nowadays, I just see it as an opportunity to educate people on what it means to stand up for one's right. We don't do that much in Nigeria. Not just to stand up for one's right, but to stand up on the side of the truth. No matter how inconveniencing it may be ready to stand up for your truth. The way people received it was not easy. But I have to know one thing, that I did it for me, and I did it for others coming behind me.
Thank you, John. I'm going to take a quick time out now to come back again, and I'll still be talking to John. Don't go anywhere as No Strings continues.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Welcome back to No Strings, and I am Mike Damon, and we are still talking to John Adewoye. So, John, where do you think the hate, is coming from? Could it be blamed on religion, illiteracy, or a general lack of understanding when it comes to homosexuality and the issue of difference? Where do you think the problem is actually coming from, especially in Nigeria?
Religion, illiteracy, general lack of understanding, culture of denial has led to a lot of suffering for those of us in the LGBT community. And not only those of us in the LGBT community, even the women, unfortunately, Nigerians, maybe Africans, majority of Nigerians and majority of Africans have no, they've lost, say, sense of, how do I put it? They don't know what it means to be oppressed, to be under oppression. We're not just in touch with that. We don't know what it means to long for freedom. We're not just in touch with that, unfortunately. So hatred is from, again, religion, from illiteracy, from lack of understanding, and from internalized oppression. Not to talk of internalized homophobia. Internalized oppression.
Thank you, John. With all this mentioned and said, should gay Nigerians be hopeful? Should there be any hope that in the future things might change? Do you think there's any hope in the future for that? Please tell us.
Well, Mike, you're doing a great job. Let's just keep talking. Probably things may change in future. I know some youths are thinking otherwise. I know those, you know, I've met some youths, I've read from some youths who aren't gay at all, and yet, you know, tell me, well, we understand, we've read, we know that I have gay friends, and they are my friends, and I respect them. So, but that would be during another generation.
Thank you so much, Adewoye. Do you see Nigeria in the future ever becoming tolerable to gay people? Tell us.
For Nigeria to be tolerable of gay people, even though I wouldn't want to use the word tolerable, the gay community itself must also be up and doing, you know, be ready to stand out. And unfortunately, I see our gay activism in Nigeria as a closeted gay activism. Most of the vocal voices are outside the country, from outside the country. So those of you who are at home need to wake up.
I really do not know what that means, but I think it's supposed to be a call to action. John, I understand that you were a priest, and I would want to believe that you are still a Christian. Are you still religious?
Of course, as they always say, once a priest, always a priest. Even at my job, some people knew me as a priest, and some still call me Father John. Others simply call me by my name. Others call me Reverend. I'm very religious.
Thank you so much, John, for that. I'll take a quick time out now, but I'm going to come right back, and we are still going to be talking to you, John. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Welcome back to No Strings, and I am Mike Damon, and we're still talking to John Adewoye. So, John, I understand that the Christian religion clearly forbids homosexuality. So if you're a Christian, how do you get to reconcile your religion with your sexuality?
To me, I think it is simple. One, Jesus did not anywhere speak against homosexuality. But the time of Jesus is quite different. So how do you reconcile your sexuality with your faith? A simple thing is, you know your nature, and there is nothing sinful about your nature as a gay man, lesbian, bisexual, intersex, transgender. There's nothing sinful about your nature. It is about taking complete control of your own life and seeing yourself in positive light.
Thank you so much, Adewoye. Finally, in general, what is your advice for the gay person in Nigeria, you know, who's struggling so much with their sexuality and probably in denial, hoping that there could be a change?
For those who are in denial, of course, I was in denial at a stage in my life, even up to the time I came here, and at a point I felt one day I'll just wake up. Even when the therapy failed, I thought I'd wake up one day and I'd be straight. Until I met a 70-something-year-old gay man. That had a big impact on me. And then I thought back even to my own family and some of the older people I used to know who are gay. And then nothing changed about them until they died. So believe whom you are. Develop your capacity every day.
Thank you so much, Adewoye, for that. Just in case someone needs help, can you be contacted? And if yes, how? Please tell us.
Well, I'm on Facebook if you need me. I seldom give my cell phone, my phone number to people, but I'm available if you want to contact me. So on Facebook, I'm John Adewoye. If you put it there, you will know it's me, because surely you will see something about LGBT community on my Facebook. And if you want to, email me, you can email me to courage.nigeria@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Adewoye, for your time and everything. And for those of you out there who found the time to listen to me, I want to say a big thank you to all of you. You can follow the show on Twitter with the Twitter handle at NSPodcast1. You can also send me an email with info@nostringspodcast.zeroface.us. You can also visit the website www.nostringspodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you so much for being with me again. Till next week when I come your way with another episode. Bye.
Dive into the LGBT world. Get it all in one package. Entertainment, music, gossip, an exclusive interview. Only on No Strings.
With Mike Damon.